scores!
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Hey, Ryan, Max Miller here from Sharks Hockey Digest and NHL.com. Welcome to the Sharks. Just what are your reactions? It was kind of a late night announcement. When did you find out? How did you feel about it?
I found out 2 minutes before I was walking into a signing, actually. I was going to Topgolf to do a signing for a charity thing we do out here. I'm really excited. Obviously, the way things ended in Toronto wasn't exactly how I wanted. I think it was time to move on, and I'm happy that Trio in Toronto, found a spot for me, and couldn't be more happy to be in San Jose.
I actually just saw that video of you telling the media there that you found out. I mean, just in Vegas, it looked like when it was going to happen, the history between the Sharks. Did you ever think you'd be wearing teal?
What history? I don't even know what you're talking about. No, definitely not. I think there was good that there was a little buffer in between to let that cool off a little. But there's a few teams over the years that I would have said I probably never would have gone to just because of the rivalries that were going on. You know, Chicago when I played in St. Louis, and then probably San Jose from our days in Vegas. But the little buffer in between the 4 or 5 years definitely helped that.
You mentioned kind of Bradtree Living finding a spot for you. Is this something that maybe you talked about with him? Obviously, there was a lot of time in the AHL last year. Is just maybe kind of looking for a spot where you might get more NHL teams. Is something that you asked or discussed with the Maple Leafs for?
Yeah, I told him at the end of the year. I just thought that this wasn't obviously a good fit. I'm assuming he probably thought the same after putting me on waivers and sending me to the minors, and just thought it was kind of time to part ways. So. I think we both agreed that it was that time in my year in meeting, and took a little bit of work, obviously, with the draft and everything going on. So, glad it got done sooner than later.
Obviously, Sharks fans don't have the fondest of memories of you.
I don't know why.
What do you want to bring not only to the roster but on the ice? The impact, right? Like, this is a chance to kind of get back in the NHL for you to kind of not necessarily be on the good side of the fans, but get their, appreciation for you and what you bring.
Yeah, I mean, I want to bring what I brought to Vegas when I played against you guys. Energy, physicality, sticking up for teammates, getting the energy going any way I can, whether it's a fight or whatever. And off the ice, just being a veteran voice for it's a young team, obviously, a lot of young, really good skill. I feel like every locker room needs somebody a little bit older, somebody who's been through playoffs and been through the grind for as long as I have. And, I just want to help out those young guys any way I can.
And last one for me, obviously, we know your role and the type of player you are. The Sharks have many young players. Do you feel like that this opportunity for you, and you've got all these young kids around you and, almost Marty McSorley-esque where you're running around, protect them. Is that something that kind of excites you when you see the future of this team as you come here now?
Absolutely. I mean, they definitely didn't sign me for my goal scoring. So I'm excited to, run around, draw some energy for those guys, protect them when I have to, have some fun with them, obviously. And I think it's going to be a great, great opportunity for me.
Awesome. Looking forward to meeting you here in San Jose.
Yeah, thanks.
Shang.
Hey, Revo. Shang Peng, San Jose Hockey Now. Good to see you again.
You know?
Ask you, have you spoken with Mike Greer or Ryan Warsawski about your role, what they kind of expect of you?
I spoke very briefly with both of them. Obviously, a lot going on, a lot of moving parts. I'm probably going to sit down with those guys when I get down to San Jose and talk a little bit more. I don't know if there's a ton to talk about. Like, I know my role and I know, what I need to bring to that team, but obviously they're going to have their thoughts too, and very open to hearing them. And So I spoke to both of them.
In recent years, you've been with more veteran teams. So does this change a little bit joining a team like this and then having to kind of stand up for teenagers like Macklin, Celebrini, and Will Smith? Does that change things a little bit, or is it just same role? Same kind of deal.
No, I mean, it doesn't matter who you're sticking up for. It doesn't matter what age they are. If you're my teammate, I'm going to stick up for you, whether you're, a 35-year-old vet or you're an 18-year-old kid. So, I don't think that really changes anything.
Is that the kind of the weirdest experience in terms of learning about a trade, like right before you're going to a signing, and then you have Vegas fans asking you about the trade too?
Yeah, it was a little weird timing, especially because I'm sure Vegas fans don't love San Jose. Having to break that to him was probably a little weird, but hey, that's the business.
And you mentioned Toronto being difficult and challenging for you last year. What are just some of the things that made it so tough for you last year there?
I think there was just a lack of trust very early in the season. It just kind of looked like I had one bad game and I was out of the lineup for four, five, six, seven, eight, nine games. I'd come back in, have a good game, but taken right back out. I just really couldn't ever, gain any momentum with my game. Couldn't really gain any traction, and that's hard. It's hard to play like that. It's hard to play when you're only playing every five, six games. So, I just they didn't see a fit for me in the lineup, and it is what it is. That's also part of the business.
And so, just how excited are you for this kind of fresh start to rebuild the trust with the coaching staff here and all that in San Jose?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I always say, everybody's asked me, oh, you can't believe you're going to San Jose. I go where anybody wants me, and anybody who wants me, I'm excited to do whatever I can for that team and that organization. And so I'm excited to get down there.
All right. Look forward to seeing you again.
Absolutely.
We'll go to Mark Masters.
Ryan, what are you going to remember most about your time in Toronto?
Oh man, I think the guys that I met there, I feel like I made some lifelong friends there. I guess that's got to be the number one for me. And Toronto is, a first class organization. I've been on some really good in some really good organizations. I just, Toronto just treats their players, I don't know what it is, just a little bit extra. And I think, that comes with the standard of putting a winning team on the ice, but I think number one is just all the guys that I made friends with.
What, if anything, I guess, surprised you about the experience of playing in Toronto? It can be a unique market.
What surprised me? The ups and downs of the fans in playoffs, I think. The arena could have been absolutely rocking at one point and then just dead silent the other point. And I think that surprised me a little bit, but passionate fans are going to be passionate fans.
Did you feel like there was more pressure in it? In Toronto than in other stops along the way?
There is for sure. I think the first year I experienced it more. The first I a couple of really good games. We've talked about this a couple of times. I had I started the season 2 years ago very well. And then just, things were just going really wrong for me, and all of a sudden this whole city wanted me out of there, and I don't think you see that in other organizations. Now, having said that, there's whatever 9 million people there, so there's a lot more voices, and obviously the hockey mecca of the world, so there's going to be a lot more voices because of that. But I mean, it wasn't anything too crazy. It definitely is different, but it's nothing too crazy.
Final one for me. You mentioned the friendships you made. I'm just wondering what you learned the most about kind of the core guys. I know Mitch is moving on, but what stood out to you about the core guys in Toronto?
Just how hard they work. I mean, when I got there 2 years ago, and you're doing kind of those skates before training camp starts, and you're just kind of scrimmaging. You had Matthews, Tavares, Mitchie, Willie. They're all on the ice first, and they're all grinding before anybody else is. And you start to realize why they're some of the best players in the world is because they're really putting in the work. They're obviously very talented. They were born with that talent, but they work extra hard for that talent to really shine through on the ice.
Thanks so much, Ryan. Good luck in San Jose.
No problem. Thank you.
We'll go to Tom.
Ryan, just looking, obviously you're going to the last year of your contract. You're 38 years old. How much did that factor? I don't know what happens after that, but how much did that factor into you wanting to get somewhere else where you could play? With not having, it's near the end of your career, obviously.
Well, it says you, I guess, but
No, I mean
yeah.
you're 38. I mean.
Hey, I'm like a fine wine.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, Look, I said anywhere that wants me, I'm willing to go play and do everything I can. I know I'm a little bit older now, but I still think I got a year or two left. I'm 83 games away from 1,000, and so that is that's definitely a big goal of mine. I really hope to have a good year in San Jose and make a good enough impression to, maybe buy one more contract. So yeah, I guess that's part of the reason for sure.
Yeah, I was gonna say you obviously feel you have a lot left to give here at this stage.
I think I still have some left, yeah, for sure. And
Okay.
I still love the game, and I still love going to the rink and working out and grinding with the fellas. So once I lose that, I think it'll be time to hang it up, but I haven't lost that yet. And the body's still hanging on, so I think I still got a couple years left.
Very much,
No problem.
Marco.
Hey Ryan, Marco, College Bear Sports Rep. You were just talking about this, your body and how it's working. So, would you say it's 100% right now?
Well, I don't know if any 38-year-old hockey player is 100%, but it's good enough to get on the ice and get up and down and play the way I need to, play physical and fight when I need to. So, yeah, I mean, look, every hockey player has bumps and bruises and things that they deal with. As you get older, they just kind of linger a little bit more, and sometimes they're a little more sore. But I love this game, so it doesn't really matter.
And at 38, I mean, realistically, how much do you really have left in the tank, and realistically, how many games do you think you'll be able to play this year?
I mean, if they give me the opportunity, I'll try and play all 82. I'll test it out. I can't predict the future. I can't tell you that, game 40 something doesn't fall apart and I need some time off. But I mean, yeah, I feel like I can grind through 82.
And lastly, for me, do you feel that time, are you the type of person that believes that time heals all wounds? Kind of like the, and then you're in a situation where, when Ralphie Torres came here, he was much hated by the Sharks fans, but, they grew to love him. Do you feel that's going to happen with you here as well?
I mean, I hope so. I think fans are always gonna hate you when you're on another team, especially when you're on a rival team. But you make a good enough impression when you come to the city and you do what you're supposed to do and you do to other teams what you're doing to them. I think you can win them over, no problem.
All
I
right.
mean, that's the goal, anyways.
Thanks, Ryan. Welcome to San Jose.
Thank you.
Take some final round of questions, starting with Max.
Right, I just wanted to ask if you knew anybody on the Sharks, and obviously you've had a lot of history, but if you knew anybody, whether it's like a Barclay Goodrow, who I know you played with in New York, and have you had any contact with them?
Yeah, so Goody is one of my good friends. That was my running mate in New York. He lived 4 or 5 minutes away from us, and so we were carpooling. In New York, obviously a lot of driving, so we would carpool everywhere together. And so, coming here, I'm obviously excited to reunite with him. Got to meet Jumbo on the Leafs father's trip last year, mentor's trip, I guess it was. Matthews bought him on the trip, so got to meet him. Great guy. Look forward to hanging out with him a little bit. Other than that, I don't know if I know anybody else on the team though.
And then last one for me, I mean, I don't know how much you follow the Sharks or know about Ryan Rosofsky and that intense and that physical style, but I feel like that meets your style of play and mentality on the ice. How do you feel that the Sharks fit that intense, hard effort, hard forechecking style, and how do you think it fits you too?
Well, I mean, yeah, if it's more of a finesse coach, then I don't think it would be a fit for me. But from what I've heard, he likes the heavy forecheck, kind of the grinding style of the game, and obviously that's what I try and bring.
Awesome. Thanks.
Hey, Ryan, Dan Rusinowski, Sharks Audio Network. Welcome to San Jose. I wanted to ask you about the fact that in the last couple of stops that you've had in the league, you've had a chance to play with some real superstar players. I mean, it's obvious in Toronto, but Panarin in New York and Kirill Kaprizov in Minnesota. What do you make of the opportunity you have now to see some up and coming guys like Celebrini and Smith get into that level, and what do you make of them as players?
Yeah, I mean, I've been with players who are have been established superstars, and they've been doing it for years. So coming here and being able to watch some of these young kids grow, I think the Sharks have some of the best young superstars in the league. I think they've drafted really well, and those kids are going to grow into the Matthews, the Panarins, whatever they want to be, they're going to grow into. So I'm excited to watch them grow. I'm excited to work with them. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun watching them.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
We'll wrap here with Sheng.
Hey Ryan, just wanted to ask you. You've been on both sides of the Sharks Vegas rivalry in the sense of 2018, you guys win; 2019, you guys lose. Just what's your favorite memory kind of that rivalry of those bad playoff battles?
Favorite memory? I mean, anytime we won, I guess, because it definitely wasn't the times you guys beat us, and definitely wasn't that game seven overtime, I'll tell you that much, which of course Gaudreau scored, but I think the rivalries are good for the game. I think rivalries are my favorite part of the game for my style of play. That just seems to get me a little more amped up, and that was just from an expansion team coming in and just immediately having a rivalry right like that within the first year was I thought it was amazing. I thought it was really good for the game, and whether it was playoffs or regular season, those games were just a lot of fun. Everybody was tuned in, and so I just remember all the battles we had on the ice.
Thanks, Ryan.
No problem.